Splendid Power Hour. I'm Anna B., and I have Anita with me on the air. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Tis the season for some merriment, but the energy is a little strange to me. I don't know. It's been a little quirky since people don't really know what's going on in the world. So I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, and also we get what we give, which is one of the that's a different way of something that you say all the time, which is if you want love, be love. You want kindness, be kindness. Yeah. So, and maybe our third co-host will join us at some point. Haven't seen him in the queue. Yeah, that'll be fun. So yeah, it's an interesting. Interesting energy out there. A lot of, you know, a lot of folks aren't gathering like they used to normally. And that's, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know that it's creating anything different. It's definitely people are finding different ways of connecting and sharing time with their family. I don't know if you're finding that to be a little bit different.
Not really for me. Like I say, we went camping, and it was a campsite where it's bicyclist. You know, it's on a long trail.
Yeah.
And so the bicyclists camp there and then go cycling for 20, 30 miles, come back. And, you know, it was pretty normal. It was cold. I could tell you that.
How long did you stay gone?
We just stayed one night, but chilly because we were right by a river. I think that makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was a lot of dampness, so it was like that damp chill.
Yeah.
So it was a unique experience. Yeah. I don't think I've been that cold in a while, but, you know, it was fun. It's not a complaint. It's like fun. And, you know, my granddaughter was in the tent with me, so she was freezing too. So, so we were comrades in the freeze.
Comrades in the cold. Yeah.
That's right. So,
yeah.
But, you know, everything was normal there. There were, you know, people camping and people with like small teardrops and things like that that they towed with them. And, you know, pretty much nobody wearing a mask.
Right.
And just, you know, friendly dog, the whole shebang. And, you know, most places we went to a coffee shop after that. I forget what the town's name is. And a lot of people there didn't have masks on. It was in a very small rural town, you know, where this campsite is near. But, you know, none of the employees had masks. Most of the people, customers there didn't have masks. So it's, you know, I think it's just some people do it and some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were, you know, people are just trying to figure out the whole, you know, I know talking to a few folks about the holidays, trying to figure out the whole distancing thing. You know, it's families that usually are large and get together, or, you know, kind of breaking it up and things like that, which I thought was interesting. It's weird. I grew up without holidays, so they're not necessarily a huge big deal to me. I think when the kids came into the picture, they became more important because, you know, you do things for the kids or create traditions for the kids. And of course, that was the time where the kids would generally go see, you know, the grandparents or whatever, extended family. And since I don't have them, it's not like it's a big deal, but I'll go spend Thanksgiving or at least a couple hours with my sister and probably if her husband's not working, he'll be there. And then there might be one or two of her kids, but they're being very cautious and Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And that's fine. I just, I find it, you know, on one hand, like, I don't know if you've, like, one ear I'm hearing that there are more cases of the pandemic and stuff coming out. And then I'm like you, I think we went somewhere yesterday and some people didn't have masks mm-hmm. on. Yeah, we went to the mall.
Well,
that sounded weird. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I find the same thing, you know, but I don't see anybody getting angry at another person if they don't have a mask on
yeah.
or if they do have a mask. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I don't
yeah.
see any of that going on. Everybody's very cordial and,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
and
yeah.
It was interesting because I was just happened. I like to listen to podcasts. So on my way back, I was listening to a podcast with David Icke, I-C-K-E, who supposedly has been studying all this for 30 years. And, you know, I don't know because I don't know him personally. And that was kind of I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I've heard of him, but I've really never heard a lengthy yeah. talk from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was an interesting perspective because it's on Green Movie Girl. And I forget what her vital, let's see, let me see if I can look it up real quick if anybody's interested just in listening. It's hers is Vibe Robin, Robyn Openshaw. And
uh-huh.
it's number 177 on there. And it was just interesting because he was talking about that the next thing is the 5G, which is supposed to take oxygen out of your body, which, you know, will affect you even more with the virus. And again, I don't know, you know, I haven't researched any of this, so I'm just saying what he said. And he said where he is, which I believe is Britain or British
yes.
area, and he said that they're burning down 5G towers. Because of that, now the article said conspiracy of coronavirus being connected to 5G.
Right.
So I think
right.
they burned down 77 5G towers. You know where he is.
Yeah,
so,
I have.
So you know, it's just you know just different perspectives that I'm catching
yeah.
that just pop up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if all this is different than even where we are in the USA, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist that's an English conspiracy theorist. He's been out there for a while. And he does have some interesting perspectives. I think if you listen
mm-hmm.
to it, you can understand his perspective. He's it's fascinating. I did look up the 5G stuff. Probably beginning of this year, I was looking into it a little bit more on the
mm-hmm.
on the stock end than the conspiracy theorist end, but there's supposed to be some new technologies coming out too, which I don't know if they have anything to do with the 5G. The 5G was supposed to be a frequency that was supposed to break down some of our cellular structure or something. There's that whole
correct.
That whole,
and
yeah.
he goes into that, and he goes into the corona test, that it really doesn't test for corona. It tests for, and I know I'm not saying it right, but it's something like with genes or DNA or RNA, something like that. Like if you're susceptible to lung things, that's what it
mm-hmm.
tests for.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're susceptible to like lung cancer, okay, it'll test for that. It'll say yes,
right.
and they say that you're positive for corona. Now that's his theory.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so he said that even the person that developed the test, which I don't remember the name right now, said it did not test for a virus.
Right.
So go figure.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, we do have a couple people raising their hand. So we'll go ahead and let's take this one
hopefully
caller.
Hopefully they know more than us.
Area code 434. Hi, you're on the air with you. Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. My name's Khalil.
Hello, Khalil. Oh, you called us last time. Hello.
Hey, Was that the show where the guy shut me off or something like that, or was that a different show?
No, this show
was a totally different podcast from somebody that actually does a lot of health things.
Yeah.
He's a lady that does a lot of health things, yeah.
Well, you guys do psychic readings?
We do intuitive readings and messages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, see, I did tell you, I probably did tell you about the event I was at, the presidential event, but I didn't.
Yes,
there was another part. I didn't tell you about the other part. And I'm trying to refresh my memory on this time, how I ended up talking to the agent and how I ended up at the place. I mean, how if I had, like, help getting up on the bank, because something was telling me I was on a grassy bank talking to him, and I got help up there, and something was telling me that I had something, I had, like, a Kool-Aid or water with me to drink, and I had a bag with me, and that's what it's telling me. Is that true, or is that, like, something my mind made up? I'm trying to close my eyes and picture it now.
Well,
this was physically why you were somewhere that you felt.
I was talking to an agent because I got kind of short with him, which I feel bad about, and he told me that you know it's really no need to get short with us because we're doing this not only for the president's safety, but we're doing this for your safety. And I'm trying to remember, something told me that there was grass around, and I was talking to him up on the bank, and something told me that they were telling me that I needed to talk to him.
Talk to the agent?
Yeah. Something was telling me that the agent said I need to talk to him, and one of the agents helped me get up on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's true or not. Is that true? Because I'm trying to figure it out. Some things are just jumbled up in my head.
Mhm. Well, I'm thinking it's possible, or else you dreamed about it. Those are the two things that are coming to me.
Okay.
So
I don't remember
sure
dreaming
it
about it, but
dream.
I.
Dream. Mhm.
Huh?
What do you feel, Anna?
You know that this sort of bridges the idea of multiple planes of existence and multiple realities, which can be kind of in depth. And even though someone may think that they physically did something and then mentally it's in your head that you did it, you know, the question that I have, you know, either one, it's sort of a form of reality for you, whether it's a thought or a dream, or because a lot of stuff that we talk about when we're talking about coaching is actually visualize yourself in a space. And one of the questions I think for Khalil is, you every time you call, you go into the past. You're going into the past to talk about an event that happened. And my question to you is, how are you using that energy that you're bringing up now? Why is the focus on that event? There's got to be something going on right now for you that's
question.
Bringing up the energy of that past, because the past is the past, and unless you bring it up, you bring that energy into your present, and the most power that you have is right now, and what you're living right now in the physical is actually a thought or thinking from the past. So when you keep bringing this, you know, there's something that you are, it seems to me that there's something with you, Khalil, and an agent, whether it be law enforcement or the FBI or Secret Service or Homeland Security, or there's something that is attractive, and I'm not necessarily meaning that as in you're attracted to do or be a part of, but there's something energetically that's attracting you to these experiences and this way of being. So I want you to kind of think about that, because regardless of whether it was your reality or just sort of a, I thought this happened and I'm not sure, it's still very real for you and very present. So the question now is, energetically, what do you do with that? because you're bringing it up. Yeah, go ahead.
I just use it to say, you know, people care about me and there's good stuff in life and not everything's negative.
Correct.
Most of these things.
Yeah.
Very good. True.
That's nice. When you look at, when you experience those things and they are good things, and it could be the message that you said earlier, we're here not just to protect the president, but we're here to protect you. We're here to take care of you. And what I get, Khalil, is you're bringing this message kind of to us, but you're kind of bringing it out. It seems like to me, and I don't watch a lot of news and stuff, but law enforcement has sort of taken a hit with everything that's been happening recently. And I feel like for you, you see them as safety. You see them as people who are here. And I do too. I have the utmost respect for law enforcement and people who are, you know, keeping us safe here in this country. I do some work where I'm working with some other occasions where I work with the people in the military and people in different forms of law enforcement. And I always thank them for their service. I always thank them for their service. Because they stepped
also
up.
Can I ask? Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting you.
You're fine.
One of the things that they said that that when like FBI and U.S. Secret Service and the police detective, when they lay their jackets down, they fold them and they lay them like with the sleeve on the pocket. That's basically so whether they don't really scare anybody. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't noticed.
Mm-mm. Because they said the people who are carrying concealed do that with their jackets. They lay them like they have them folded and they lay them flat,
mm-hmm.
but folded a little bit.
I'm not aware. I'm sure there's some protocol there. I'll tell you what. I see Jay is with us now. Jay, I'm going to unmute you. I don't know if you have anything to say about law enforcement or any protocol that you know of.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening. So,
that's
you,
okay.
I was listening a little bit. So.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, there are certain protocols, Khalil, that that people who do help protect us out there, they do have different protocols that they go by, whether it's, you know, things that they've been taught, this is how you do it, or I think people who, you know, obviously their seniors or their superiors are telling them, this is when we do this, this is how we do it. So there's a couple of different, and then you have a mix. I will tell you there's a mixed bag because there are some people that I feel like who are in those positions that kind of take it for granted and use it for power and control, which that's sad. And I've run across that as well, like just attitudinal, the way they speak to people, the way they treat people. And I've come across people who are like, I am this person. You should respect me. And you, like, they almost command your respect, but not in a great way. And I'm first to say, I understand you. And I would, and sometimes it's tone of voice and sometimes it's particularly the language that they use. And I've had to have a conversation with someone and say, you know, if you are this person, because they're supposed to be an example for us. So
right, they are.
Then I feel like you not only am I going to respect you, but you should respect me. And you don't speak to me in a way that is demeaning or puts me down. And so I often pay attention to that just to make sure energetically where that connection is. But I think with you, Khalil, I think you really have. And I don't know. Are you? You're not in law enforcement or anything, are you?
No, but some of my family are. They're in law enforcement, military, and fire.
But
you brought somebody on to speak with me about something, about the protocol.
Jay is our third host, and he happened to be raising his hand as well just to come on because he's usually on with us. And so I didn't know if he had a perspective on on law enforcement and different protocols that if he, you know, if he's aware of any of that, because some people don't, they just don't come across it every day. I have to come across it several times a week, but it's an interesting perspective.
I was wondering if Jay was,
No, go ahead.
I was wondering if Jay was aware of how they're supposed to lay their jackets when they they're concealing their weapons, like for safety reasons, if that's for safety reasons, because I've noticed that on a lot of different movies, because see, I'm also fascinated with suits and ties, but I noticed that in a lot of different movies, the federal agents will just lay their jackets long ways folded on their seats.
Okay, Khalil, and we're going to talk about this just for a few more minutes, then we're going to move on, because that's really not what our particular show is about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, we don't mind doing, you know, some intuitive things, and we appreciate your calls, but we don't want to take too much time. We want to allow other people to have a chance, too, okay?
All right. Right.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with state or federal laws regarding that and the gestures that they're using to signal things. So I'm not sure about that. So I can't answer your question there. So on that, sorry.
Okay, it's all right. Well,
but you may want to look it into your you can look into your state laws and then look at the federal laws too. So and also your constitutional rights too. So that may give you some insight. Just got to dig a little bit more. So, like
I'll
I said, it's part of the.
Yeah, movies and real life are different. And
right.
In real life, the police officers wouldn't lay their jackets down. So I'll tell you that much. Yeah, they're not going to just lay their jackets down, especially if they're concealing their weapon. So, but anyway. Yeah, I would go back to what I was saying before. Khalil, you seem to be really fascinated by that perspective and that to me it's about safety. Well, that's what keeps coming up is I'm feeling safe. I'm feeling like energetically these people are here to help and support me. And as long as you keep that perspective, I feel like that's really what's happening in your life and what will continue to happen. And you'll see that as an example of those people that are around you who are in those positions to not just take care of you, but take care of us as a collective, as the world, you know. And to me, that's the important part is that people have stepped up to, you know, take a front line in protecting us and protecting the citizens of whatever country you're from. So to me, that's the important thing. But I'm with Jay. You should probably check into some of the protocols. And I think last time I also suggested that you actually perhaps see if you can tour or visit a facility to ask those questions to the right people, being the people in those positions to answer the questions, where we're here to talk intuitively about things that you are connected with and that you enjoy, and that, you know, something that if we can help you with that, then we'd like to truly get, you know, do that. So, but we appreciate you calling.
I appreciate talking with you.
All right, Khalil. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You too.
Okay. Well, hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, it's listening to this show, and sorry, I was listening to another podcast and just on hold. So you're talking about some things at the beginning of the show, which is interesting, you know, 5G and some PCR tests and things like that. So it's interesting you say that, because it goes along with your show topic, right, in a way.
Yeah.
You get what you give, right? So if you put your not best intentions, but if you put your curiosity into some things, usually the outcome is how much effort you put into basically digging, if you want to call it that, you know, the rabbit hole or whatever, that you get what you give, right, or something like that. And you'll get a better understanding of what's going on in the situation. Especially what's going on in now with what you're talking about, 5G and PCR testing, which I did a lot of digging on that one too. And you can see it for what it is, right? That's what I think the outcome is you see it for what it is. And then you add on to it if you don't want to, or add on to it if you feel like they're talking about the same thing. And if they're talking about the same thing, it's like, okay, well, I already know that far, you know, look at something else. But, yeah, I think it's all about, you know, like the effort and the intentions and things like that, how much energy you put towards things. So, and it could be in a bad intention or a good intention too. So it's really, really set you up, especially for this week, because it's, you know, a gratitude week, right?
Right.
Because basically it's way different from last year because of the pandemic, is that when we talk to somebody now on the phone, it's we think about what was you know, Thanksgiving like when we gathered as a family or friends, but now we can't. We have to, you know, do it separately for whatever reason that's going down in each state or county. Yeah. So I think that's I think that's the one thing about gratitude this week than maybe any other time, is that we're thinking about the gratitude of without, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
can
like
y'all gather there where you are, Jay?
Pardon me?
Can y'all gather there where you are?
Yeah,
are
well,
you
we're getting smaller and smaller because of the positive test results that we're getting from it. And the thing is that there's just shrinking down the sizes of things. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I think it's interesting how when things get stripped away, like the way, this is the way I look at it, almost everything that we knew to be true about our lives for a lot of people were stripped away, you know? And
yeah.
So now as we gather for the holidays, it's still quote unquote pandemic, and we're gathering for the holidays, people are, you know, you look at everything differently. It's almost as if, you know, for some reason you got stuck in the desert and you had no water, and all of a sudden here's a bottle of water. You are so appreciative and thankful for that one bottle of water when 2 weeks ago you were maybe in Hawaii, like floating in the ocean. So there's a perspective, right? And this is what we have. We look at everything. And so as you were saying with the pandemic, you know, and being thankful for this week, especially thankful because this is, you know, for us, Thanksgiving week. So usually you see a lot of posts about, you know, gratitude for, you know, family, friends, da da da, where a lot of us haven't gathered with those people in a while, or it's been different. And that's why, you know, earlier when we were talking, you know, just having conversations with different people. I mean, I had a choice. I could be in three different places, actually more than that, but really I was considering three different places for the end of the week. And one of them was Dallas, Texas, and I decided no to Dallas because I would have to get on an airplane. And I'm still questioning that, you know, like, should I get on an airplane? What is it going to be like? Because I have friends that are flying, you know, they do fly, and they seem to be fine. But I don't know. I'm just, it doesn't feel like intuitively, I got to know. Does that make sense? Like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. Well, that's like us going camping, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You choose to go or you don't, because everybody's sharing a bathroom. You know, they did have bathrooms there. So,
yeah.
You know, you just make a decision.
Yeah. And I think that was it. It's kind of like the things that I would have to shift to actually prepare to go. It wasn't even that. It was just why even risk all the weird, you know, all the weirdness? Because even now, like when I traveled before, like, you know, Anita, you know, we were talking about traveling, I didn't have any resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy. But part of me also was like, well, I'm going up north. Do you think because I have a Georgia license plate, they're going to stop me it made me quarantine for 2 weeks. You know, I kept thinking that, like, you know, it's a weird thing to think, like, but we've literally changed our minds about a bunch of different things, you know? So,
well, that's why I think David Icke's theories are so cool, because he said the way he looks at it, and like I say, he's done this for 30 years, and, you know, some people don't think he's correct, some people do, but he's saying it's been in little increments.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's been a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here to get us to that point where it's total control. That's
right.
Kind of what the whole thing is. So, yeah. It's just an interesting thing, you know, something to think about.
Well, that's actually on one of the roads Anita knows what I'm talking about. It's Lake Lanier. And there's a road, a particular, I think it's Highway 369 going up, and there's a huge billboard that talks about that. Talks about
wow,
it's weird, and it's one of those billboards that shifts, you know. So I was like, did
oh,
I just
wow,
see
that? I don't
and
think I've ever
about,
seen that on a billboard.
It talks about how it talks about how the pandemic is a controlling mechanism. And
oh.
Well, and then not using currency, you know, that's the next step.
Yes.
To track what you're buying and what you're spending and you know, all that.
And I
boy, we could have a long cover.
I realized something today too. I was on Facebook and I'm not doing this anymore. I haven't, and because I couldn't figure out where the button was, but I'm not doing this anymore. I scrolled into this one area. I was looking for a particular picture, and I scrolled into this one area, and I could literally look at my timeline of where I was and when I was there based on my photographs and my check-ins. And I'm like, we were doing this stuff for fun, and this is a way of tracking us. Where we're going and what we're doing. And it's fascinating because I was like, wow, I did a lot of traveling last year. I was looking at my pictures, but then I was thinking, wait a second, let me keep scrolling back. And the further back you scroll, it basically you can, you know, for me, it's a little sporadic because I still travel even when I wasn't, I say without home, but without overall major responsibility, right? I didn't have all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I traveled for almost 2 years. So before that, when I still had my house and, you know, partner and the kids and the whole nine yards, and I looked at all that, it's still there. So it's fascinating how that's definite. And I know as a marketer, geo-tracking, things get tracked on your computer all the time. And now, you know, I don't know if either of you have done this, but you've been talking about something and then you'll go on Facebook and there's an ad for it because we have Siri and we have Alexa and they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to what we're saying. So,
Yeah, I don't have a smartphone, so I don't have a smartphone. I only got a flip phone because I know the technology well enough.
Gotcha.
You know the technology well
enough.
Not,
you're not
one,
being
right?
tracked as well, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, no, my flip phone is actually in an RFID pouch, right? So they're not tracking me where I go. So anyhow, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about David Icke, and looks like this sounds like it's the inspirational abundance conspiracy hour. Listened to one of his books for, you know, 1,200 page book on what you're just talking about.
Oh,
so yeah,
wow.
I just listened to what is a great book and other stuff that's going on. And well, yeah, but in what you're talking about, I studied that, you know, the PCR thing is studied that a while back too. And look into that more, and the 5G stuff. Yeah, I did about three presentations on that to a bunch of people on that.
But
so last year.
I think
so,
what
I know,
like that goes along with this show is that he states, you know, especially in this podcast, now whether he did in the book or not, that he still he'll have a conversation with anyone. You know, he's not stuck on this. This is what he believes. Okay? But he's not trying to change your beliefs. And so I like that part of what he was talking about, is that he chooses to not do certain things because he feels it's control and he chooses not to. So it's kind of like he wants freedom, so he's being free.
Right.
And like we say, you want love, you give love.
Right.
So that's the kind of part that I think fits. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, you know, along with the show topic, how he started, basically he was listening to spirit, and he got voices in his head, and he finally said, you know, please tell, you know, give yourself, show up, just what are you trying to say to me? And he basically, it changed his whole belief system and the way he was going to go through his life. So he was basically the chosen one for it, because his career wasn't what he's doing now. So you know, he got divine voices
right.
for him to
yeah.
do this.
Yeah.
And now he's putting this effort into it. So mm-hmm. so you know that everyone receives it too. So that's part of your show topic, right?
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Correct.
Well, I think it's important to, and that's, we do this too. Like, we all share our perspectives. We're not trying to change somebody's mind. We're just sharing how it has worked or maybe not worked for us, and what we've
right.
done to move forward, and things that we've had to shift, and how we've expanded and how we've grown. So I think that's important. It's wonderful that, you know, there are different people with different perspectives out there, and we can listen to all those different
right.
perspectives. Yeah.
And that's one of his points, is that he appreciates the different perspectives. He's just, you know, on his end, the research he's done has caused him to think the way he thinks.
Right.
And he pretty much clearly says that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're seeking, when you're seeking that information, or you're seeking, you know, like, there are a lot, and I say this because I think, for a long time, I was that way. It's almost like, I don't want to say it's head in the sand, but you're just kind of going along with the programming, right? You're just doing
mm-hmm.
what you're doing until something kind of shakes it up, you know, whether it's
mm-hmm.
you look up one day and go, you know, why am I here and what's my next steps, or why am I here and why do I keep doing this if it's not making me happy, or, you know, so... I think fear keeps a lot of people in place and keeps a lot of people from moving and taking the next steps towards what they think they want to do, or something that they're fascinated by. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, when Khalil calls, we don't necessarily want to talk about law enforcement, but my perspective is this guy has some pull to that. So why doesn't he go research it? Why doesn't he go, you know,
mm-hmm.
step into that, whatever that is for him. And it's the same
mm-hmm.
thing. It's like, why do a lot of us do things? I think sometimes we do things to get the experience of it. And when we're done with that, we need to move on. And a lot of us come
mm-hmm.
stuck in this place of fear, of lack, that we're not going to be able to.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Our lives. And so then it comes
mm-hmm.
into, you know, I talk about you get what you give. So if now you're focusing from a place of lack, or I could never have that, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough, and that keeps rotating, that story keeps rotating, then that's really what you're going to get, because that's what you're giving. And then
mm-hmm.
It's energetically, I mean, it's going to show up in your life. So that's the same thing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I keep looking at in my life going, okay, I have this idea of what my life is supposed to look like. And just because it doesn't look like that right in this particular moment doesn't mean that I've failed or I'm not worth it or whatever. and actually quite the opposite. I'm having a really good time. So, you know, there's a difference. I'm not where I thought I might be, you know, and am I in a better place? You know, am I in a brighter place? Am I in a, you know, internally? Yes, I'm in that internally, and that's going to show outwardly in what I'm being, what I feel like I'm being gifted, or I say given or gifted, or what shows up in my life. So, again, perspective. But some people don't.
Well, and his interesting perspective about how some of the reasons he feels that way is that he's not afraid of dying.
Right.
You know, which makes a lot of sense, because he knows, he feels that you don't really ever die. So therefore, he's not afraid of dying. So that's one of his big reasons why he feels like he can write all these things, and he's done all these research, and he's, you know, done all this because he's not worried about dying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's interesting you say that, because, you know, there's a song by the New Radicals that you give what you get, right? And, you know, don't give up. And I think that's what it is that not to give up. You think, what's that old saying about manifesting? People give up at the last minute before the miracle actually happens.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right?
That's
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're just ready to do so. And I think that's what it is about now, too. It's just don't give up. I mean, there's always ways for us to strive for whatever we want, right? So, but I think that boy, it really plays, if we're, I think now that in the world's, I don't know, energy right now is demoralization because of the pandemic and things. So is that we have a spirit within us says not to give up, right? Because there's always ways to express ourselves, to get together, but we always focus on the way it was before, which we thought it was the only way to do it, but there's other ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for,
that's a
for
good point.
A multitude of ways of doing it, right? So, I mean, we can use technology to a certain degree to communicate and that, but it gets to a point where we just got to get out and be with people, right? So.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the whole week is about. It's about the gratitude thing, what we lost and what we're in it for now, and what are we grateful for now,
which is part of abundance, just being grateful for what you have. So that's a good point.
Right. I'm grateful for a moment, because that's all I got now, too.
Mm-hmm.
We can't look 5 years ahead like before and say, yeah, you know. It's a matter of I only have this day and that's it. So,
Good
but,
point.
Thank you very much.
I feel like we've been shifting for many, many years, and finally, this is sort of the the catalyst in a way to the transformation, and. Not really knowing or feeling clearly that, or seeing clearly what it looks like, kind of when you come through it, just knowing that we will get through it. You know, I know people say, oh, we're going to get through this together, whatever, but I feel like it's going to be so different than any of us have ever known or expected. So, I don't know.
I think it's going to be a good different myself.
Definitely.
That you were saying?
No, I just listening to the conversation now, so I think I'm all my words are left. thank you. But we can talk about lots of things, Anita. Geez, like I can send you information and what I've found out and things and PCR tests and things like that. So I'm in the thick of things. I've got, like, you know what I did is that I started, I know this is what basically people who I on my contact list for receiving this information are people who are open to stuff. So if people are talking about it, I know you're open to it. So if you're not, if you say things like conspiracy theory or you know, if things can get back to a normal, a new normal, things like that, then it's, I know where you're at right now. So I just don't go any further with anything, right? So, definitely I'll look into your website and send you some stuff if you're open to it, because there's lots of stuff I've been collecting and looking at. And especially what's happening in Canada, when it could be happening going down in the States. And I say, hey, share this with everybody, but don't put my name on it. So that's what I did.
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anita. So, and if you're open to that, and if Anna wants to get on the list, I can do the same thing. So I'm just going to be, I think I got some things talking about. Oh, the PCR testing and all that stuff you're talking about, and the second wave ripple and things. So, putting a lot of energy, just gathering information and sources so people can reference it too. So, and some videos and really, really interesting stuff. So, I'm not as scared as what the media is projecting out there too. And that's also another thing, right? If we have this intention of going out there and actually doing what you said, like being bold enough to wake up what's going on, then definitely it'll take less energy to create the abundance in a way, because it's more smoother. Am I correct on that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Because that's what I'm finding now, that people are in a loop. They're not trying to get up, but they're in a loop. Okay.
Yep.
And that loop somehow gets broken at some. It'll just wear out, basically, if you think about it, right? That loop will get worn out, or just quit, or just like, and right now that loop for a lot of people is in a circle, right? It's a circle, but it's not getting any bigger. It's not getting any bigger. It's just in a constant loop right now. Right?
Well,
and then,
we just have here again with the presidential thing, you know, because we don't know yet the final result, where there was another panic for toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah. When do I say paper towels?
Towels? I'm like, not again.
Yeah, I know. I see paper towels, but not toilet paper, because they increased their production a lot since March, right? So, but I don't know.
Yeah, but they're off the shelves again. I mean, I've had my friends take pictures where they're off the shelves again.
Why?
Yeah, so it's just like deja vu, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to one of the big stores a couple of weeks ago, a big warehouse stores, and there was a line. We're like, what's this line for? And it's like, oh, it's for toilet paper and paper towels. And so we stood there for a minute, and it was like, well, what's the deal? And they said, well, they ran out, but their a truck pulled up, and they're unloading it, so everybody's waiting. And we're standing there going, and we're like, we were just standing there kind of talking to people. You know, everybody had masks on and everything. We were talking. And it was kind of funny because it's like, why are we standing here? And it's like, we don't need it. Let's get out of line. Like, we ended up in this line. So, yeah, it was this long. I mean, it was a long line trying to wait.
Right.
Like, what's the deal? Like, why is the panic?
Well, it starts because one person says, one person hears it, and then, you know, another person says, well, you know, with this election thing, they're going to lock us all up again, so we better go ahead and get to it.
I think we had one day where gas was over $2 a gallon, and then at one at other stage, the next day it's like down to like $1.73. You know,
yeah.
It's like, what the heck is
yeah.
going on? You know, like, what are we
yeah.
doing here,
people? I'm wondering if that's your different dimension theory.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, it's interesting you say what you're saying in terms of it's why is there always that what we call adrenaline rush?
Yeah.
Of
mm-hmm.
like look for that, but it's not adrenaline rush for in moving in the a direction of abundance. It's a direction of
lack.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have
exactly.
any crazy store things like what the whole world sees and what's going on in the United States over fights over TV sets and everything else, right? So we're not going to see that this year, okay? We're just not going to see this year, period.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't – it was good laughter for the world to see what's going on in, you know, all these big box stores, you know, and all the fights are going on. But you're not going to see that this year. So it's I think that when you're talking about that consistency of abundance and creating on a daily basis, that it's basically now in a way that it's kind of like all at once. If you like, if there's a lack of
mm-hmm.
something, right, that you've been deprived
mm-hmm.
of,
mm-hmm.
and yet there probably are signs on this or whatever that. We do try to do everything at once. You don't do like over a long term basis. We do, or even a practice. It's like all at once. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why we do that, because I think, oh, I know what it is. Just came to me, problem, reaction, solution, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is whatever, and reaction is got to get toilet paper, right? Solution is okay. It's, well, I'm going to stand
gonna
in line for whatever.
I don't.
It's going
right.
to run. Fear of missing out, right? Fear of missing
uh-huh.
out. So we have those
yeah.
those fears projected onto us, and then we just go with the group mentality around it. So when it comes to abundance, that
mm-hmm.
it's going to be on a consistent level of practice. Like I said, it's practice. It's always about practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
just,
and to me, it's abundant for me, because I know the people that are panicking is where I can get my toilet paper if I run out, because I know they'll have plenty. So I pay
yeah.
attention when they tell me they're stocking up.
But it's so weird, though. And you're supposed to, you can't eat toilet paper. You can eat soup. You know, it can't stuff in a can. I just don't understand that.
I know.
Ever since February, March, and March, it's just, I think it just, we're being made fools of, basically, by the media. Media is projecting out there and just like,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go for it again. And yeah, we're going for it again. So
mm-hmm.
I think foods that are preparation foods would be a better idea than actually getting toilet paper. So, but anyway, that's my opinion. So
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. See, you have abundance of stuff, but abundance of, I don't know, food preparation is a lot better than abundance of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my neighbor said, we still have lots of leaves. So we don't have to worry.
But I think that's what happens is we have, like, I think that's the reason why popularity of online shopping is that you buy something that you think you probably don't need, right? But you're going to buy it anyway, and you receive it. But I think that there's a psychological thing there that makes us want to do that, because it's like you're receiving something. Like you're receiving something. You know, it's like when you go and get a coffee, right? You're receiving. You're being served.
Right.
They're there. You give them some money and you order something, but they're serving you. You know, they're putting you at a higher level of whatever, of ego consciousness, if you want to call it that, right? And so I think there's that that receiving bit is really psychological, and then you can really get hooked into buying this and buying that. But it really tells you something, that we're deprived somehow in our lives, that we need this constant intention of being satisfied in a way, right? So
yeah, I think that was some learned behaviors from people, because I know a few folks who, you know, really struggled, especially when the pandemic happened and the fact that everything shut down. I mean, you could hardly get things. And of course, you know, now you can just order it online, but the whole concept of going out and shopping was like a common, as much as eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or eating one or two meals a day or whatever, you know, putting food in your mouth. That idea was shopping was also sustenance for them, which they're, you know, people have had to do a lot of work around that because they're just so used to it. And I jokingly say, well, one thing that you can do is basically downsize and live without a house to put all your stuff in for a couple of years, and then you'll appreciate not shopping and not collecting things. You know, it's like, you know, you don't have any place to put it. Like, where are you going to put it, right? Because that's the big thing. It's like when you're right, we consume. We are, we're joking around saying, you know, these are problems that, you know, when you talk about toilet paper, these are problems that a lot of other countries don't have. You know, one, they have bidets, right? You know, mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting that should be our problem. And I could make mm-hmm. a whole lot of stuff there, but that's funny that's one of our biggest problems here in this country. So anyway, that being said, I don't know, Anita, have you pulled any cards? I like the cards.
I just pulled one for a general feeling, and it said it was the swan, and it said feistiness, spiritual growth, and higher path. So I thought that was pretty appropriate, and a lot of that says protect what matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
So do not be afraid of bullies. You are far more powerful than you can ever be. Acknowledge, kind of like what Jay was saying, be grateful, acknowledge the beauty in you and natural world, you know, and everything around you. And work on peace of mind. And if you're thinking of something negative, reframe it from this perspective of your higher self. In other words, you know, what you really want is the way I feel that is. And it says you're going through a transformation process, which I think most people are. And just call on, you know, higher beings, whoever you believe in, your neighbors, your friends, you know, ask for help, in other words, and just protect and guide your spiritual development. So I think that's a really good card for what we're talking about. Because
yep.
I think we're all growing in one way or another from this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could step into your power. Step into your happiness, your compassion, your kindness, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, I think when you were talking, you were saying, you know, you're protecting what's important, or you're in really nurturing what's important. And I think most people might think of that as physical things, their material possessions. But really what's important is your, you know, first and foremost, your sanity, your mind, your ways of being, how you're feeling.
Well, I think you've done a lot of work with that, because you haven't had a solid place to land. I mean, you've got many places to land, but you've done a lot more adjusting than a lot of people have, even before the pandemic.
Right, and I think that's why maybe one of the reasons, too, why I don't want to say that pandemic is easy by any means, but in a way it is to me, because I have had to do a lot of adjusting and really fun, you know, fun. I think for me, fun and happiness, humor, And just knowing that, you know, I laugh because this whole thing, I think through the whole pandemic, I've probably only bought 6 rolls of toilet paper because it's abundant wherever I go. And so maybe that's a sign for me that I truly am living in a time of abundance, right? I mean, we're going to keep it at that standard, right? Just the fact that when you said that, I really felt it hit home that what I want to really appreciate and be thankful for is the fact that I'm internally, I feel like I'm at peace and I'm happy, you know, and my hope is that there are more people like that out there than scared or really freaking out about what's going on, you know?
There are in the group I'm in, you know, they're all sending out or helping others. So to me, you know, my world's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm in a very giving, receiving type community. And I hope everybody gets to that point where they're in that type of community where, you know, they give and they receive.
Right. How about you, Jay? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So I really enjoyed the conversation. I'll send Anita some information regarding something I sent to my other friends. I got the folder called 2 + 2 = 4 people. So. And my people don't understand what's going on. It's 2 + 2 = 5 people. So I'll send you the information just shortly. So you'll be receiving in your email. I got 4 emails.
I love it. Thank you very much.
Good. What's going on? Too bad I could have a 2-hour conversation where you're talking about from 5G and everything else. So if you feel inclined, just give me a shout too. We can chat too, and I can send you information. So on 5G and whatever
we could probably
about
have the same on nanoparticles too. That's supposed to be going.
We'll talk about that too. Yeah, I got that.
I'll
got
get
that
with Amuda
up, so.
And get the cliff notes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got this stuff on here, so alrighty. Lovely talking to you. Be grateful for this week, and look forward to talking again. And thanks for the conversation. Really grateful for your time again. So much love to you both. Stay safe.
Love to you too. Okay.
Thanks, Jay. We appreciate it. Thanks everyone for listening to Universal Energy Radio, the Abundant Power Hour. You can reach Anita at www.earthpathguide.com. You can email her at askanita@earthpathguide.com. You can connect with me at ask@universalenergyradio or at Life Gets Better and Better. We sure do appreciate you. Have an amazing week. Show your gratitude. What are you grateful and thankful for? Connect with us. Let us know. Anita, I love you.
I love
appreciate you
too.
Jay, love you, man. I know you've already disconnected, but we appreciate you, too, getting on here. All right? Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a great Thanksgiving week. Bye.
Bye.